Radio, 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. Trivia question answered is, what was the very first rock and roll song on the Rock and Roll Ritter's Garden Show? It was this one from Van Halen. And good morning. It is a Monday. It is an open phone day. We've got Colin Letty. We've got Mikey J. across the console. And yours truly, Steve Hexham. We're taking phone calls, 754-1490. And all of the different school return-to-school plans are coming out. At least they are plans. Now, how much will they be modified? How fluid are they? It appears that every school plan that I've seen, the term at least fluid and parallel programming, in other words, for those students that don't wish to be going to school online, totally online classes will also be available. So teachers have to be not only doing in-classroom as they can, but also producing online, an online version for those who are not going to be in school. And the big question we have is we know what we know right now, but do we know anything about the future? And I think that's, I was talking to Mikey J earlier. I said, hey, you know, how do you predict anything? How do you really predict anything? Right. And is that basically, that's really where we're at, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do we have any idea when the vaccine is coming out?
No.
Not a chance. Do we know do we know if Major League Baseball will have a full season?
Probably not.
Or at least all 60 games? I would say,
we don't know.
I don't know. More Cardinals are expected to be testing positive today. Cardinals, Nationals, Phillies, and, of course, the Miami Marlins, which have got 23 of their players.
Yeah. Yeah.
How do they have enough players? I mean, they got to be running out of players, aren't they?
Well, and what are they going to do once they come back? What if some of these players aren't 100% after the coronavirus? You know, we assume that they're just going to get over it like many of the other athletes did. But we've seen many cases where perfectly healthy people have been left with lung injuries, you know, that'll take months to recover from. And so
the Nationals pitcher that had it had the heart condition because of it, out of action. So Cespedes of the
Yoenis Cespedes.
He just simply said, I'm done. I'm not going to play anymore. I'm opting out.
I feel like we're going to see a lot more of that, especially from the higher profile players. The ones that have enough money that they don't have to play for a season. You know, I could totally see them sitting the season out. Why risk your entire career, you know, or risk, you know, the bad press that you're going to, you know, be the one that gave your team COVID or something? Why not just sit out for the season? If you got $30 million in your bank account, well, I mean, go find an island and take a year off.
Okay, the least contact sport that you're ever going to have is golf, right? And over the weekend, the guy that was second in line to either win or to be second in the tournament missed at least $500,000 because he had to withdraw on the last freaking round of the tournament. these are the kinds of things that are happening make you wonder how sports in general is able to go on because of the risks that they're going to be facing. I just read while you were doing the news, I was reading the two-page single space document from the Iowa High School Athletic Association with all of the things that they have to do between plays and all of the people and the safety standards and things like that. And I'm thinking, a lot of these things are relying on people to be adhering and enforcing and volunteering, but there's a timeout. There's a two-minute timeout every 4 minutes. Did you know that? Yeah. A two-minute timeout every 4 minutes to completely sanitize, so everyone for sanitization of the ball, the poles, anything that's being touched.
That is so, so stupid.
No player may allow to spit, and no food may be brought in, and I don't know how. There'll be no concessions. How do you do concessions? I don't think there is concessions. I don't think you can have concessions. So, I mean, it's like, okay, and how many people can you have in the stands? That's another question. How do you have college football?
Well, I feel like if they do have college football, there probably won't be any fans. You know, it's all these rules are. I feel like they're missing the point of the whole coronavirus thing, because you're not going to get the coronavirus from the ball.
That's right.
You're going to get You're going to get it from being face to face with the guy that you're tackling.
Or the pole.
The fourth down marker. That's not.
In golf, they don't let you touch the pole because they figure that the pole itself is. You can't touch the pole.
That makes sense in golf. In golf, I mean, you're pretty much socially distanced from everyone anyway. You're using all your own equipment. The only thing that you're ever going to touch the entire round that someone else would have touched would be that pole.
All right.
So by eliminating the pole, you're helping out. But with football, it's totally different. You're not going to the most likely way that this spreads is it gets in your mouth and your eyes. Usually from somebody either breathing on you or you touching your own mouth or eyes. None of those things have to do with the football, which only one or two people on the team are going to be touching at a time. You know, anyway, none of those linemen are going to, they're not going to get the coronavirus from the ball. They're going to get it from the guy across from them.
Well, you played football in high school. Football is in your face.
And there is at least one lineman who touches the ball every play.
It's in your face. And I mean, when you're blocking, what did you play in football?
I was a center and defensive tackle.
Okay, so you were a setter. When you were a setter, you're blocking somebody, and you're in their face, aren't you?
That's the goal.
That's the goal. Keep them up so they can't get underneath and tackle the guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you got to be right there in
you
their face.
You are pretty much nose-to-nose, or mask-to-mask.
Nose-to-nose, mask-to-mask. I mean, so how do you... You're not going to be wearing, I guarantee they're not going to be wearing masks.
Yeah.
They may have.
I think it was Rydell or some other
I know, there
brand
are some,
came out with a patent for a built-in mask for the face mask.
But do you think they're going to have that at every, I don't see that happening.
Well, no.
No, it's going to be, it. And so, and the other thing I was just talking about, I talked with Colin earlier, is that, okay, you're a parent, your kid plays football. Okay.
Are the parents going to let them play?
Are the parents going to let?
Some will, I think.
Some will? Oh, yeah.
Absolutely, some will.
Some will say,
Some
won't. But it's, as I said, it's a crapshoot no matter what you do. And my wife just shook her head yesterday. We were talking about it. I said, what sport can go on if baseball is facing what they're facing and golf is facing what golf is facing? What contact sport? I'm not talking, well, football's a contact sport. Basketball, believe it or not, is a contact sport, too.
Sometimes, a light contact sport.
If you play in Big Ten basketball, it's a real contact sport. You know what I'm talking about, mm-hmm. right? I mean, they're
aggressive.
They are aggressive, Big Ten's not the only league that's aggressive either.
No.
Yeah, hand checking, all of that stuff that's going on. Setting a screen. Setting a screen is, or basically putting yourself in for a charging penalty. That's in your face.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm trying to think. We said, what is there any? Is there any? Well, I would say wrestling would definitely not be.
Wrestling's out of the question.
I mean, try to think about it.
Could you do volleyball? Maybe.
I don't know. That's a question. We don't know a thing. We really don't know. I suppose in an ideal world, but I mean, the interesting thing is to the big. You know, we've got these we've conferences in football where they have gone to their. They wanted to back the season up a little bit, so they did that, and that's what we're looking at. Iowa. They abandoned all of the non-conference games. Part of it for travel, but usually the non-conference games are the ones that are early in the season, so they wanted to back it up as much as they could. Iowa's, I believe, playing a 9-game season, whereas Iowa State, they filled in the Iowa spot. I think I mentioned that on our Thursday show. they fill in the Iowa spot, and they're doing a 12-game season, and they're planning on fans in the stands. Well, planning on and having is two different things, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I don't know. How do we how do we move forward? Schools are all – everything's fluid for schools. Everything's fluid for sports. I'm trying to figure out, okay, what will or won't happen. My wife says, you don't think any sports are going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, I could totally see, especially in the high school level, them just canceling everything. And especially in college, I would say some colleges are going to try – but I would say the majority are probably going to end up canceling the season just to be safe. And unless we have some major development in the next couple months, you know, when it comes to the coronavirus treatment, I seriously don't think it's going to happen.
I guess that is the question. What do you think?
I think it's going to happen, but it's probably going to end up being called off in week three.
Yeah, kind of like the baseball season.
Yep.
Yeah, well, that's the way it's looking.
Definitely how I see things going for the NFL.
What's really, I guess.
Unless the NFL comes through with some sort of bubble plan like everybody else, I don't see it going on.
And Major League Baseball, it just so happens that the Cubs this year are very good. The Twins this year are very good. Theoretically, they could meet in the World Series if they got past the Yankees. But
who knows? They're handing out a trophy. I want it.
I guess the question is, will things stabilize? We don't know. We don't know. It's hard to imagine. But the thing is, that's the problem. We don't know. How many stores now? Walmart backed off. They do not require masks. Is that right?
They encourage masks.
They backed off from enforcing it.
They encourage, but they're not enforced. Hy-Vee does not.
Highly encouraging.
They
released that whole campaign to get people to wear masks, and they're handing them out at the door.
Right. Okay. So they're, let's see. Menards, mandatory masks. Yep. Kohl's, mandatory mask. Target mandatory mask.
Kohl's, mandatory.
I think we mentioned that. I think...
Lowe's is not.
They decided that because Menards was, they don't.
Yeah, I think they're trying to distance themselves from their competitors.
Well, I think that's it. It's a marketing type of thing, and I think there's a...
You can't be better, be different.
Well, and it's... but it's, you know, that's the problem. The other thing is we have these, I think I mentioned the fact, red and yellow counties. We're still in the white zone. Lee County's in the yellow zone, and so is Louisa County. But you don't have to go very far to reach a red zone because you've got the meatpacking plant industry has been devastated by this, and that we're up. The number one place or the big spike in cases in Iowa, meatpacking plants. And nursing homes.
Those are the big two.
We are still, by the way, at no more than one positive case per day since this thing started. We have not had any deaths since week three here in Des Moines County. I don't know if that puts us in the good. Is that why we're in the good zone? I guess.
I would imagine that, yep. Our number of cases probably isn't spiking.
So here's the other question I have for you. And it is, Riverfest is going on, a four-day rock festival, 17 bands, 10 national acts. They're going to be going on 4 days, a rock festival with 17 bands. Do you know of any other place in the country with an outdoor rock festival with 17 bands or just a major rock festival, a four-day rock festival?
I mean, there's places around the country doing that.
Are they actually doing it?
Yeah, they're the same places that the news is pointing at and saying, look at all these idiots getting together. You know, like.
I mean, I thought there was live. I read or see about the drive-in concerts and things like that.
Yeah.
They had the, Chainsmokers. Chainsmokers did a, did you see the thing? The Chainsmokers did a drive-in concert, okay? How long did they stay in their cars? Maybe a few minutes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and it's even more pathetic. There's some company that's put together a bunch of country concerts at drive-ins across the country, but it's going to be a pre-recorded concert that you just watch on the big screen. So you're basically just going to a drive-in movie of a concert.
That's lame.
Yeah. That is real lame.
Yeah, why? And they're showing
What's
the
it. Point?
They're simulcasting it on all the like all the screens across the country at the same time, like it's a live concert.
That's so lame.
Who would pay for that? I don't know. Yeah, not me.
Somebody would.
Some people just need to get out of the house that bad. But I mean, drive-in concerts, I get what they're trying to do, trying to drum up, you know, get people out of the house and trying to drum up some money. But yeah, I mean, it's just, it's not the same.
It's a nice sentiment.
We did have Friday Fest. We did a Friday Fest this past weekend down at the auditorium outside. Seems to be, it seems to be, that seems to be. So maybe it will. Can Riverfest, can Riverfest with the nature of the rock and roll? And let's face it, people want to be up. They want to be close to the band, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, you would assume.
I mean, there's a certain, please socially distance, and there's hand sanitizers there and things like that. But it would seem that a prescription for potential problems, at least in my mind. Anyway,
yep.
All right, we're going to take a break for news. We've got phone lines open, 754-1490. We'd love to hear from you today, 754-1490.
This is The Herd with Colin Cowherd.
But in baseball, these are the repercussions for cheating. I'm throwing it high. Then don't cheat. Like, you got to know, in your business, what's the penalty for the crime? And obviously, baseball is not a cartel or a mob family. You cheat, you are a target for a long, long time.
Colin Cowherd.
Weekdays 11 to 2 on Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360.
Big wheels are returning at Catfish Bend Casino's $250,000 cash big wheel promotion. Earn entries with every 50 points earned and 5 times entries on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Fridays. 5 lucky winners will be drawn each Saturday at 7 and 9 p.m. to spin the big wheel. Land on the Catfish Bend logo 3 times and win $250,000 cash. Or receive the value of all 3 spins in free play. See player services for full details. This month, receive a $10 Hy-Vee gas card each Monday by earning 250 points. Come out and play and live lucky at Catfish Bend Casino.
Having dry skin is a struggle. Turns out, my body wash was the problem. So I tried new Olay skincare-inspired body wash with vitamin C, collagen, and hyaluronic acid, which improves skin 3 times better versus the leading body wash after 14 days based on clinical moisture retention. And now helps stop dry skin before it starts with new Olay Rinse Off Body Conditioner. Find new Olay skincare-inspired body wash online or in stores. Try Olay Body today.
It's time for some straight talk. Here's a wireless equation to wrap your brain around. Big carriers plus fancy phone offers plus pricey contracts equals fail. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get a new phone payment plan with no fees, no contracts, and no deposits. For great Samsung phones starting at less than $7 a month. All on America's largest and most dependable networks for up to 50% less. Turn that brain power into money-saving power. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
The Chad Benson Show.
Once again, I ask the question, whose science are we listening to? Because science has got it wrong way too much in this. Because as science will tell you, you can have models. There is no magical time machine. And when the models continually get it wrong, you wonder why people have a little bit of apprehension to believe anything.
The Chad Benson Show. Chad Benson, weeknights from 8 to 11 on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. News now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
News brought to you by Kelly O'Shea's Pub and Grill, featuring a full menu including seafood, steaks, chops, pub sandwiches, whole catfish, and appetizers, as well as nightly specials. Come play at Kelly O'Shea's.
And now the latest from the KBUR newsroom. I'm Colin Letty. The West Burlington School District has adopted a plan for students' return to school this fall. The Hawkeye reports that under this new plan, all students will have the option to attend classes in person Monday through Thursday with online instruction on Friday. Parents also have the option of 100% online learning Monday through Friday if they wish, but some elective classes such as art and music will not be available online. Face masks will also be required for all students and staff when unable to physically distance by at least 6 feet. The Illinois Department of Public Health on Sunday reported 1,467 new confirmed cases of coronavirus and 14 confirmed deaths. Sunday's confirmed cases brings to 181,943 the number of COVID-19 cases reported in Illinois since the start of the pandemic. The number of deaths now totals 7,517. The preliminary 7-day statewide positivity for cases as a percent of the total tests from July 26th through August 1st is 3.9%. The ages of coronavirus cases reported in Illinois range from younger than 1 year to older than 100 years. The Justice Department has scheduled two additional federal executions weeks after it fought off last-minute legal changes and successfully resumed federal executions following a 17-year pause. The executions of both Christopher Andre Villalba and William Emmett LaCroix were announced on Friday. They are both scheduled to be carried out in late September. Two other executions were previously set for August. Villalba was convicted of the kidnapping and killing of an Iowa couple at Fort Hood, Texas in 1999. LaCroix was convicted of raping and killing a 30-year-old nurse in her Georgia home and then stealing her car. A spokeswoman for the Republican National Convention has said the vote to renominate President Trump is set to be conducted in private later this month without members of the news media present. However, an official with the Republican National Committee is contradicting that assessment, saying no final decision has been made. The official was not authorized to discuss the matter and spoke on condition of anonymity. The spokeswoman for the convention cited the coronavirus for restricting press coverage of the August 24th vote in Charlotte, North Carolina. From the KBOR Newsroom, I'm Colin Letty.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. Tropical storm Isaias is turning up the Atlantic coast, taking aim at the Carolinas.
Storm should make landfall sometime around 9 p.m. Well, high tide should be just before 9 p.m., and that's when you could be talking about the potential for some serious flooding. Then you have the other complications, the potential that tornadoes would be whipped up, riptides, and things of that nature. Governor Henry McMaster of South Carolina is not issuing a mandatory evacuation for the coastal areas.
Fox's Mike Tobin on Sullivan Island in South Carolina. Dozens are dead. Hundreds of prisoners still on the loose after a prison attack by Islamic State in Afghanistan.
The attack began late last night, involving as many as 30 ISIS militants, according to one account. It started when a suicide bomber detonated a car bomb at the entrance to the prison in the city of Jalalabad.
Fox's Simon Owen. America's listening to Fox News.
The weather outside is beautiful. And that means it's patio season. It's time for sun, fun, and exceptional food and drinks, only at Kelly O'Shea's. Dine in for fresh summer delights, or use their carry-out and curbside pickup options, available on Wednesday, Thursdays, and Fridays, to keep you warm and happy during the day's end. Check out their menu at Kelly O'Shea's Pub's Facebook page to see what's to offer. Not your average pub, not the average way. Come play at Kelly O'Shea's.
Weather now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Continued mostly cloudy through the day. A slight chance of a shower thunderstorm this afternoon and a high to 74 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, a low down to 55. Should be mostly sunny Tuesday. A high of 76. Mostly clear and cool Tuesday night. Back down to 56. And then mostly sunny Wednesday, 79. Partly sunny Thursday. It's high of 81. And partly sunny Friday with a 30% chance of showers, 84. Right now, still cloudy skies, 64 degrees.
I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC. On this first trading day of August, stocks are solidly in the green at the open on Wall Street. August is traditionally the worst part of the year for stocks, but not at the moment. Once again, it's Apple that's leading markets higher this morning, but it's Microsoft that everybody's talking about as the company confirms it's in talks to buy Chinese video app TikTok. The White House has called TikTok a security risk. It's on millions of Americans' cell phones. Stimulus talks are on this morning in Washington, D.C., as more than 30 million Americans are surviving on unemployment insurance. And the newest payment was, without that extra $600 a week in federal help. The White House and Democrats are said to be deadlocked on extending that at any level. Lorden Taylor has filed for bankruptcy protection, the latest retail casualty of the pandemic. And the newly merged T-Mobile and Sprint are now operating under the T-Mobile brand as of this morning. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 27 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. 844-91-BIBLE.
Honor a loved one while supporting cancer research. In lieu of the annual Relay for Life, the Des Moines County American Cancer Society will be lighting up Community Field with beautiful luminarias. Memorialize a loved one and help the fight against cancer. Buy a luminaria to be part of the display. Then, Friday, August the 7th, enjoy a drive-through viewing from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Luminaria forms can be picked up at Great Western Bank or on the American Cancer Society Relay for Life of Des Moines County Facebook page.
Start your day with KBUR.
The morning news. Weather.
Information you need to start your day.
Instant, up to date.
News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. And online at KBUR.com.
Back on the talk show today. Phone lines are open at 754-1490. Trying to make some sense out of a thing that sometimes makes no sense at all, and answers that are simply elusive at the very least. And I think that's really what we're facing right now. It is just simply a guessing game about what is going to happen. Will another wave be coming in when we get into colder weather and into the flu season? And will there be a vaccine? At least it says potentially there's going to be a vaccine. If there is a vaccine, how do we know how effective? I mean, they're going to do a lot of testing before they can actually say, well, yes, this is the real McCoy or the best one. I mean, is that pretty much?
Well, yeah. With any vaccine, COVID or otherwise, you would have to do a rigorous amount of testing to make sure not only is it safe, but it's effective enough to fight off the virus.
Yeah, I guess that's it. And with the mutations that it is, can it be able to do that? I don't know. I guess we'll find out. Good morning. Who do we have with us?
Yeah, this is Jack.
Hey, Jack.
I got a question for you. I know this is going to be in the future, but are we planning on canceling Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas this year?
You know, I would say Halloween could be very much I would say Halloween is probably doubtful or potentially.
Thanksgiving and Christmas, you're generally around immediate family.
I would say Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving might. I don't think they're not going to cancel Thanksgiving.
Might be more subdued.
Would they have a parade? Would they have a parade in downtown Burlington for Thanksgiving if the situation stays? I would say no. I would guess they would probably forego that because you're not. Hey. If you can't have a crowd at a game, how you can have a crowd lining the streets? Do you follow me?
Yeah. Well, I was thinking about, you know, Christmas. You can't have Santa Claus anymore because you can't go talk to Santa Claus in person.
You're not going to be able to. There'll be no sitting on Santa Claus. I think sitting on Santa Claus's lap is not going to be happening. I think that would be, at least if it continues on, and I don't see any reason why it wouldn't, in all honesty. Yeah. But
some things are going to have to change.
You know, if they do happen to find a vaccine and or they do find some way to suppress this thing, who's going to be first in line to get the shots?
Now, that's a very, very good question.
I would say the same people that are first in line to get the flu shot each year, the elderly, the people that work in the medical field, and then people with compromised immune systems.
I think they're saying that in all probability, the very first people to get the shot, with all of the other things being equal, would be the people that are doing these mass testing. And if you've got 30,000 or 50,000 people,
the people who are most at risk,
the ones who got the test cases. I'm not sure what do we call that to be
the control group.
Yeah, control group, which does not have so they were all injected, but the control group was for those who did not. They didn't get anything.
The placebo group.
My question would be this: is that, and I'm not saying this to be spiteful, but I just wonder how quickly the congressmen and senators will be in line, you know, to make sure they get their shots before anybody else does.
I tend to think they'll be right up there in the very.
They'll be in line with everybody else.
They'll be at the feeding trough first, right? Which is normal.
I think that's
okay.
Well,
it was just a question. But, I'm trying to think ahead. All the problems we're going to have, because the compounding thing of Halloween, I mean, look at all the candy sales are going to be missed out on, and you know, Christmas shopping is going to be different this year.
Christmas shopping definitely will be different. Black Friday will definitely be different.
Cyber Monday is going to be booming.
Cyber Monday will be booming. Cyber Monday will be a big deal.
It is a big deal now, but
it is
even
a big deal.
Bigger.
It'll be bigger, and I think that's, it's speculation. We're trying to talk about how many. If we're having issues, I'll ask you this, Jack. If we're having issues now, just 8 games or 9 games into the baseball season, with 4 teams, what do you see as the future for us getting 60 games in?
I don't know if that'll ever happen, to be honest with you.
And if we have problems with baseball, how are we going to do football?
football is the thing that if we distance socially 6 foot apart, you're not going to have any tackles, and you're not going to have any blocking, and you're not going to have anybody passing. So it's going to be it's going to be really something that's going to change our, psyche of any sports, to be honest with you. Tennis, you're talking about different things, you know, who touches the ball and stuff like that. But golf just doesn't make sense. I mean, you're out there, you're chasing this little white ball, and there shouldn't be anybody around bothering you, but yet, all because something happened and they had to withdraw from the tournament. That doesn't make any sense.
Well, the guy that was second in the tournament ended up testing positive. I think
Jimmy Johnson in NASCAR tested positive. He set out a race to retest him. Apparently, the positive test was false. In other words, it was a bogus test because it gave him a false positive. So these tests aren't, 100% foolproof.
No, they are not. And I think the fact is, you can just take, I think the tests right now are so all over the board that the numbers are all over the board as well. And how many are, where do we actually stand? Some places it's inflated, and some places it's way inflated, some places it's way dismissed, and we don't know which one is which. Anyway, Jack, you have a good day.
I'm going to hang up and let somebody else call.
All right, thanks, Jack. Yeah, I think that's the issue, isn't it? I mean, they're working on a vaccine, but we don't have an automatic, we don't have a test that says, take this test, and in 30 seconds we'll tell you if it's positive or negative.
Yeah, but I mean, in the medical field, how many of those tests exist for anything?
I know.
Very few.
The technology you're asking for, it doesn't exist yet. And any test, even a drug test that you take, pee in a cup and they dip a little thing in it.
No, it wouldn't.
That takes a few minutes.
Those tests are only 99% accurate, one in every 100 is not going to work or give you a false positive something.
I'm waiting for Star Trek and the medical tricorder. Okay. You're positive, you're negative.
Yeah, but, I mean, the other problem is there's so many different tests out there, and some of them are better than others. Some of them take longer than others. You know, some of the more accurate ones take several days, and people don't like that. They don't like the fact that they have to wait several days to figure out if they're positive or negative.
No, they want something to come up in, at maximum, 5 minutes.
But they're doing testing every day for every person in baseball.
Yeah, well, I mean, does the... The testing is one thing, but if you're not going to use that data for anything, the state of Iowa right now is 2 weeks behind reporting all their coronavirus testing. So all the numbers that we have right now is 2 weeks old.
Okay.
And so when can you take that? Can you actually make decisions based on that information if it's 2 weeks old? That's the problem with a lot of this testing is not all of it gets reported at the same time. Not all of it, you know, it gets processed and put through, you know, so we know what's going on right now. We always know, oh, yeah, 2 weeks ago we were looking good. You know, but okay. Who knows where we're at right now because, you know, all this testing is kind of up in the air. It's a weird thing. There's no standard for these tests, I guess
you
could say.
What's interesting, and I was saying this, my daughter lives in Chicago, but the state of Iowa, the entire state of Iowa has been banned from going to Chicago and the entire state of and all of the city of Chicago banned from going to Iowa because Iowa does not have the same requirements that they do in Illinois. And so they want, you know, masks are not mandatory, et cetera, like they are in Chicago. So
I believe it's illegal. They can't ban you from traveling from state to state. We have a Fourth Amendment right.
It would seem that
to
that
free
would,
travel in
would,
this country.
It would seem that that would be the case. And I don't know how, but Lori,
or is it the 2 week quarantine?
It's a 2 week quarantine, I think, requirement. You can go to the other state, but you got to be. It's a 14-day automatic quarantine.
Okay. Yeah, that's different.
Okay.
Which yeah. I can tell you nobody follows.
I would say that would be something no one would follow. Yes.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. How do you enforce that? You know, are you going to stop every car with an Iowa license plate? You know, you can't.
They'll try.
There's no way you're going to.
It's a school. What you said, there's a meeting, at noon today to try to finalize the return
Burlington
to school.
Burlington Public School Board has a special meeting
Burlington,
today.
Burlington Public Schools. And, yeah, I think it's going to be.
Whatever they come up with is definitely going to have that little editor's note at the bottom, subject to change.
Everything is subject to change. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more right after this.
If you're looking for complete coverage of local, state, regional, and national high school, college, and professional sports, tune in to Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360 to Dave O'Hara Sports every Monday through Friday, 2 to 3 p.m. If you want to listen to archived episodes or interviews of specific players, coaches, reporters, and broadcasters, or have comments or questions for the show, go to twitter.com at Dave O'Hara Sports or facebook.com/Dave O'Hara Sports.
The COVID lockdowns imposed by Democrat governors created the worst unemployment and recession on record.
One in five Americans is out of work.
America needs jobs to get out of this depression. But Democrat Teresa Greenfield was at the center of the industry that caused the 2008 recession.
The real estate bubble, everybody knows, has burst.
During the housing bust, Greenfield's biggest business experience was bankruptcy. And when Teresa Greenfield got into politics, her campaign manager was convicted for election forgery.
Campaign manager for Democrat Teresa Greenfield. He admitted to forging signatures to get Greenfield on the ballot.
Iowa needs jobs and a return to regular, not Democrat Greenfield's track record of bankruptcy and election forgery. America's PAC is responsible for the content of this advertising. Paid for by America's PAC and not authorized by any other candidate or committee. America'sPAC527.com.
You can trust Bob Dodd's Insurance and Grinnell Mutual to take care of you today and tomorrow. Serving you is their specialty because they make your needs their priority. Get coverage from the people you know will be there when you need them most. With Grinnell Mutual, you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Bob Dodd's Insurance, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 1-800-642-6591 today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Free Talk Live.
You don't really know, do you? You don't really know what
well,
you want besides
it's
chaos.
A bloody revolution in the streets is
you
the
want a bloody
way.
Revolution? Violent revolution just results in more violence in the future because the people who were the most violent are the ones that rise to power. Whoopie-doo, you've changed out one gang of criminals for another gang of thugs.
Free Talk Live, weeknights from 11 till midnight on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Welcome back on the talk show. Mikey J, Colin Lenny across the console from me, and I think we're talking about anything and everything that's going on. And it seems that we sort of have hit sort of a, I'm not sure if it's a plateau or basically a roadblock or a sort of stagnation. It's like we're running in place. I think we use the term the hamster on the wheel. There hasn't been much change in anything. We're not seeing one thing we did find out for sure is extreme heat did not do anything to the virus.
If anything, the part where it was hottest in the summer, things got worse.
Yes, if Arizona and Florida and Texas are the places where it is spiking the most, and California.
During this time of year, the hottest parts of this country.
Yeah, it would seem that obviously having it. Oh yes, once we get to warm weather, it'll just disappear, right?
Well, that was assuming people were going to follow the precautions. The reason it didn't
is that what it is?
It's the science is right. This virus doesn't last, can't live as long in warm.
Okay.
Warm temperatures and UV light does destroy the virus. But if when it's warm outside, every idiot goes to the beach and makes out with each other and chugs beers or whatever they were doing on spring break, it defeats the whole purpose. What is the point of having a lockdown if the minute you get out of just go spread everything to everyone?
Or 12 Miami Marlins all go out to a big restaurant and they have a line of people signing and they're signing all their autographs.
Yeah. Yeah, it's almost like they might ruin the entire MLB season
or you're an NBA star and you go out for chicken lips. Not chicken lips, but chicken wings. Just happens to be a strip club. I mean, it's like, okay, yeah, so behavior is behavior. And so you're saying it controlling behavior is the issue. Is that
It's the saying that they were wrong that the heat doesn't kill the virus or that the sun doesn't kill the virus. The science has proven on that. It's not the sun's fault that the virus didn't go away. Won't follow protocol and the fact that we can't, as a country, pass one set of rules that everyone follows because we're 50 different states with 50 different opinions on what to do.
All right, let's go. To the phones we go. Good morning. Who do we have with us today?
Ellen.
Hey, Ellen. What's on your mind?
I'm going to change your subject.
Okay.
Last week I drove to St. Louis, and I had KBUR on all the way to Quincy.
Wow. Okay. Cool.
Yeah, it was pretty good reception until got a little Quincy, got a little staticky, but I just thought you might like to know that.
You know, and we find that out. One thing, and that's the thing, heat inversion and summertime things tend to make radio waves. Sometimes we call it skip, but it tends to go in much longer and much farther directions. But it's good to know. I appreciate it, Ellen. Okay.
But I go north, and I'm out by the time I get above Wapello.
Okay. Well, that's a problem because there's a station on our that's what we call skywave interference. There is a station in Dubuque that's on the same frequency. And so the two signals are colliding, and what happens is we're canceling them out,
and
they're canceling us out. So that's what happens anyway. Yeah,
okay, but it was stormy and everything all the way down there, raining and everything.
There's very little.
That helps.
That we found the same thing. There's very little to cancel us out because there's not another 1490 coming our way from the south, at least not in that direct direction. But appreciate it knowing.
Okay.
Thanks,
Have
Ellen.
Have a great day.
You
Bye.
Bet. All right. It is 9:55 at KBUR. We had a couple of lines were ringing, 754-1490. Yeah, I think, you said behavior was the thing. You can do all you want to enforce whatever you can, but you can't do much about human behavior.
No, you can't. And you're always going to get those people who defy orders. And when we were saying that, I made the comment of saying the time when everybody thought it was going to get better got worse. I was more commenting on the fact that it was such a coincidence.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, it's, and we got used to having.
It's ironic, for lack of a word.
What's interesting is, and let's go to the phones here. Good morning. Who do we have with us today? Good morning.
Hello.
Hello, good morning. Who do we have with us?
Well, wait a minute. This is Dean, basically.
Okay, Dean, real quick.
Let me tell him I'll make this quick. Last week, the Attorney General testified at a committee. And that reminded me of basically that in a book it says, I quote, the people of Israel, you elect leaders in charge, but you elect children who act like children in charge, and they shall bring trouble to your land. And we got people, mainly the Democrats, and the news media are acting like children. They're in tantrum tantrum. And they're acting like that, and with it, and it's up to the people to basically give them a spanking and to get them out of office.
Let me say.
And they had no right to treat the Attorney General with disrespect like they did.
Dean, we have another group of children. They're called Republicans, and they are just as absolutely immature and less behaved as those Democrats are, and the media. Because you know what? There's also the media. There's the media from the extreme right. That is just as wrong and just as fake and just as much to blame for all of the confusion that we all have. But, hey, I appreciate it. Got to run, okay?
Hey, bye.
Okay. Would you agree? Is that,
I agree.
Right?
Well, I mean, 100%. I was just talking about this with someone the other day, how everything is flip-flopped since Trump. You know, we used to look at Fox News and just wonder how people could believe that Obama's from Kenya and he has a fake birth certificate. And Fox News every day is throwing out these crazy conspiracy theories about Obama. And then, go figure, Trump gets elected.
And now it's CNN.
The Republicans are in control of everything, and they all of a sudden have a clear head, and they're not spouting some crazy things anymore. And now it's the exact opposite with all the other news networks that we thought were telling us the truth are now doing the exact same thing that Fox News was doing before, and they're throwing out crazy conspiracy theories about Russia and dossiers and everything else.
Fox News is very different than Fox Opinion or the Fox entertainment shows, the Hannity shows, and the
news is different than talking head shows
and the commentary shows. Fox News actually is one of the most highly regarded, and I found that it's actually been pretty doggone close, because I found that when we had ABC, I know that in terms of accuracy and in terms of being, hey, if Trump's doing something bluntly wrong, Fox News Radio especially is going to tell you.
Well, you have to understand that Fox has that unfortunate reputation, but it is not in any way unearned.
I know. It is the way it is. You know what? It's it's going to be tomorrow. I'm not sure yet for who's on. We do have Robin Johnson in part two. We have Jim Furno on Wednesday. It's Peace Officer Day on Thursday. And have a great Monday. Have a great week, and please do stay healthy and wear a mask, okay?
Wash your hands.
And wash your hands.